This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
to rock the boat.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, cycle of tyrants and nations. God, if you're going to strike me dead, go ahead and do it. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, God did accommodate. Let's talk about that today because I love this stuff. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, just before we start rolling here, I got to go over to Chase really quick and just say, okay, you got the camera system going up. What's going on with that, and how is it made available to our listeners?
Well, when you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you'll know how it's available. If you go onto the webpage, become a son or daughter of Liberty, we will send you the code to log in to our live stream 6 days a week. It's also being made available for people to try out once or twice. If you go onto our broadcaster page, which will be up on the homepage pretty quick here, you can click on and check it out for yourself for a donation into the ministry, actually, which is kind of
cool. Well, I think it's worth it.
I agree. Some
nice stuff set up in here, and you get to see the antics going on during the radio show. So anyways, folks, by the way, we have Steffi here. Were you going to say something?
It's not my cue yet.
You always get that smirk on your face, so I don't know if you're...
I always have a pleasant expression, usually, unless something bad happens.
Yeah, misery loves company. Have you ever heard that saying before?
So you don't like me very much?
No, that bothers me. It's just this ridiculous
I'd rather
smirk.
Have a, you know,
the kids even say to you, Mom, why do you always got that smirk on your face?
Well, you know what? I'm starting to get wrinkles, you know, a few of them. And you know, the only the only consolation that I have in starting to get wrinkles is that they're turned up and not down.
Yeah, no lines, clear the face.
That's right. I don't have grumpy wrinkles. I've got happy wrinkles.
Well, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, Sons of Liberty. Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Two different websites, Bradley Dean personal, Bradley Dean fan page. I got about 130,000 to 140,000 friends. I don't have the exact number in front of us making, well, interaction. And it's good because this is what we've been working for a long time. So check out those two websites, Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to follow us on our Twitter account, we got BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, again, double E. Phone lines are going to be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to be talking about the cycle of tyrants, friends, cycle of tyrants and nations. Just study the passages, our forefathers rightly stated, and I'll tell you what, you're going to find out what I'm going to be talking about is right on the money. Are we going to learn from history, or are we going to watch history repeat itself on our clock? Folks, I want to tell you that we're also turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words, 1 John 3:18. George Washington said that, but he got it from none other than the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus Christ. And to say all that,
take
to say
breath,
this.
Take a breath.
Yes. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I'm going to continue on with my 4th of July Liberty Freedom Week theme, and I've got some interesting statistics that you might find, well, interesting and somewhat enjoyable. Food for thought. It's kind of interesting where we get our American flags from. The dollar amount of American flags imported into the U.S. from China It's kind of like gave me like that.
Yeah, I thought we made a law banning that, where we couldn't, you know, basically have our flags made over in China anymore. They have to be American made.
Well, no, not according to this. And this is, you know, from statistic verification, this is on the 3rd, 2013 of July, that the dollar amount of American flags imported into the U.S. from China is 5 million. I'd rather have our U.S. flags made in the USA.
I would think so.
You know, we got a couch not too long ago, and it said on there. Yeah, we did.
We got a couch?
A couch.
Okay.
And on the tag, it said made in the USA. And in fact, we went to the store. She told us it was made in the USA.
To buy,
and that made me
a couch from the United States of America.
Good.
Yes.
I want to support the USA.
Of course.
Now,
the
number of hot dogs, of course.
Well, this is important.
This is very important.
Now, do these pigs need to come from America, or can they come from China?
You know, I prefer American pigs all the way around. Let's go with the USA.
Do the Chinese have pigs?
They have a lot of, like,
rice
and vegetables.
They eat a lot of green, don't they?
I don't know about pigs. We have to do a little research on that. But, you know, they do eat lots of rice and vegetables. But the number of hot dogs consumed on July 4th each year is 150 million.
Wow.
Hot dogs are a big commodity here.
It's a lot of wieners. That's a lot of dead pigs.
Oh, yeah. Now, the amount of chicken purchased the week leading...
Unless, of course, they're beef.
Well, we're going to get to beef, actually, too. The amount... Well, we'll get to this.
Okay.
The amount of chicken purchased... in the week leading up to July 4th is 700 million pounds.
Okay, and...
Well, we're just, you know, because there's a lot of barbecuing going on the 4th of July.
These I understand
fun
that, but
food for...
I ain't barbecuing chicken.
You're not barbecuing chicken? You just barbecue hamburger?
I'm not
barbecuing
chicken, no.
I knew you were going to go there. Hot dogs and hamburgers or chicken, whatever you prefer, shish kebabs or whatever you
do. Shish kebabs.
That's right. Now, the amount of red meat slash pork purchased in the week leading up to July 4th is 190 million pounds. There's a lot of people buying beef this week.
Well, there is 312 million people in this country.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of people.
They got to eat.
That's right. Now, the percentage of American households with outdoor grills is about 87%. So there'll be a lot of grilling here coming up tomorrow.
Now, how is this adding to my life?
Because, you know what? It's putting a smile on your face. This is the first time I've seen you just smile like that all day. That's how it's adding to your life.
Well, I'm glad.
And you know what? All the sons and daughters of Liberty out there right now, they have this little quirky smile on their face, like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Now, the number of Americans who will spend the holiday, meaning the 4th of July, at someone else's house, about 41 million. The amount of fireworks sold to cities for public celebrations is 25 million pounds of fireworks.
I was going to say, what does that calculate out to be financially?
Financially, that's a big, big chunk. You know, actually, I might have some statistics in a different spot on that. But
I would think so.
The number of places in the U.S. with independence in their name is 11. You know, there's Liberty and Independence in Pennsylvania and then states such as that. And I also want to give you one more fun fact. Every 4th of July, did you know that the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia is tapped? Not actually rung, but it is tapped 13 times in honor of the original 13 colonies. And as I brought up, I believe it was yesterday, the American flag originally had the 13 colonies all circular in a circle to show that not one was more important than the other. They were in this thing together. They were fighting together. And it was, you know what? I think I found a little bit of your question about fireworks.
Answer to my question.
I'm sorry, the answer to the question about fireworks.
Okay.
190.7 million of imported fireworks are from China. Isn't that interesting? We're going back there. We want to go to China.
And Japan.
That's right. So, but anyway, lots of celebrating going on, but we want to make sure that our celebrating does not just happen one day a year. We want to honor the sacrifice that so many people have made with their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor every single day of the year.
I can fuse that. Can you fuse that?
I'm definitely feeling it.
That's a black man's way of saying I can feel that.
I like that.
I can feel that. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the history and the cycle of tyrants and nations. You have Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
This is the topic that I wanted to catch up to just last Friday, and while we had to finish our dissertation on my war, what we do in public schools to lay a foundation.
That's right.
I think there's such a plethora of information in there. I don't know that anybody could be skinny over the next week and a half with the lack thereof of spiritual food.
That is extremely true.
We filled the trough.
And I do want to say, for those of you who do want it, in all seriousness, get the My War documentary. It's a 5-disc documentary series, one every household in America should have. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can find it on there. It's My War. It's outstanding because it's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to see the visuals that, as you're hearing it.
Yeah, that
it
message
really
has been given out just locally in the 5-state area. Over 50,000 units have sold.
Yeah, it's
just
one,
that message.
Everyone need, and the thing is, if you thought that the radio program was interesting, like, wow. And I think for me, I think, you know, when you're listening to something, it's like, well, this is such good information. I can't write it all down. I can't write it quick enough. Listen, you don't have to. When you have the series, you have it. You can pause it. You can write it down. You can have groups over to your home. You can do it at church, your tea party.
Just call Stephanie first and let her know what's going on before you do that, though.
Oh, why do they have to call me? I am telling them how to make this happen.
Well, that's you're the authority. That's
right. I am giving them the permission to go out and make a difference in their community.
Happy 4th of July, my friends, tomorrow. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of an armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Signer of the Declaration of Independence, Roger Sherman. By the way, that was actually brought forth on July 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and it was proclaimed on July 4th,
yep, that's
the
right.
Declaration of Independence. Here we go. The cycle of tyrants and nations, again, reaping and sowing. I love this topic. God, if you are there, strike me dead. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. Friends, if I had video to play. If we were doing TV right now and I could play videos for you, I don't think that I've ever seen a people succumb to a more prideful, arrogant narcissist than all of my. He was incredible.
Wow.
I mean, like a little 15-year-old kid standing in front of a mirror trying to impress, you know, looking at himself as to how
puffing
he can impress.
Puffing out his chest
how can I impress myself to, you know, show people I'm cool and all this and the other thing, right? Did you know that many years later, God did accommodate when Mussolini and his mistress were condemned to death? Mussolini had told his executors, "Let me save my life, and I will give you an empire." Just think.
I got nothing wherewith to save my life.
That's exactly right.
But I'll give you an empire.
But I'm
going
to give you everything when I have nothing. He's got it completely backwards.
If you had everything, you'd be able to save your own life.
See, now it's like what Jesus said. You know, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I say let's lose the world and gain our souls, right? Well, he attempted to win the world. And interestingly enough, he totally contradicted himself from that very statement. Let me save my life and I will give you an empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Just what a messed up dude.
Yeah.
Did you know that right after he said that, he began shouting no, no, and they were both executed, him and his mistress, along with main members of his cabinet, on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten, then hung upside down at an SO gas station in the Plazel, Loreto, in Milan. God, if you're there, strike me dead, said Benito Mussolini. God did accommodate, friends. Now, I know that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but God is also not mocked. Okay? See, here's the history and the cycle of tyrants and nations. This is what men do. Men wickedly depart from God and his laws, just like you're seeing in America today, by following men who claim to be something that they are not, simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 24:5. They are then led away through the deceptions that's tolerated, friends. What happens then? Millions and millions of people are slaughtered through their contrived wars, and contrived they are, and nations are destroyed. And this, of course, occurs because people that should know better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leader one way or another.
Yeah.
Even if you don't agree with him, you still allow him to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and to steer into history destruction these same men wish would have never been allowed. Then they return to God after all is said and done, friends,
mm-hmm.
to the God that they should never have departed from in the first place, Leviticus 26:40-46. Now, speaking of these tyrants, they know that God is who he says he is, for he is the one with whom they feebly make war. Keep that in mind. As a matter of fact, Napoleon Bonaparte, he said, "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." Of course. Find that in Psalm 2:5. Again, Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." That's exactly what history teaches us. Just exactly that verbatim. That one paragraph, men wickedly depart from God and his laws by following men who claim to be something that they are not, simply because men fail to judge them by what they do rather than what they say, Matthew 24:5, they are then led away through deception, millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars, and contrived they are, and nations are then destroyed. And again, this, of course, occurs because people that should know better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leader. Men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history destruction these same men wish would have never been allowed. They then return to the God that they should have never departed from in the first place, Leviticus 26:40-46. That is the summation of everything right there. That's all I need to say today, friends. Because that is the history and the cycle of tyrants and nations right there. And you're beginning to see history repeat itself again because apparently America still has not learned their lesson. For some reason, I think they think that when Barack Hussein Obama is removed from office, things are going to get better. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Have things been getting better? Have they been getting better since the 60s, the 50s, the 40s? No, they have not. They've been going, there's been a decline morally in what's going on in this country. Is that true? Are things getting better or are they getting worse? I'll tell you why these things are taking place, because the people are not taking heed to what God said he would do if you didn't take heed to him. He said, if you leave my commandments, you don't keep them, my statutes and my judgments. He goes, this is what I'm going to do to you. Are people becoming more apathetic? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are they beginning to turn the other cheek and allow this criminal administration to slap the other one? Yes. And for some reason, people are deceived into thinking, well, all this is just going to go away. Now, let me tell you this, friends. The only thing's going away today is your freedoms. And I want to tell you why your freedoms are going away, because the American people are sitting down when they should be standing up. By the way, I want to high-five the folks out in Arizona for standing up against illegal immigration. They are doing this stuff. You have my respect. And I'll tell you what, that's how we win our freedoms, friends, over in Arizona and in Texas. You stop the rupture. And what the government is failing to do, you are doing there. And I'll tell you what, you need to deal with those that are failing to do their job. That is the purpose of their appointed position in the first place, friends. You in Arizona, you are standing up and dealing with the issues that your tax dollars are going to pay for. Well, in fact, what he is doing, he's turning your tax dollars and he's giving them to your enemies. As your borders are wide open, as those illegals are bleeding into this country. So you need to deal with the very head of what's going on here. Deal with the criminal in the administration and the criminal administration. And then what happens is when you set the government right, after you set yourself right before a just and a holy God, then you deal with the corruption in government. And after you deal with that, guess what? Then you're going to know peace and righteousness. But not until then.
Yeah, you know, nothing gets better over time when left to itself. Think of your home. Does your home get better if you just let it be and all things will just take care of themselves? No, your home will fall apart if you don't take care of it. It will get dirty. It'll get bad if you don't take care of it. Same thing if we
don't. How's it going to get bad?
Because if you just take a home.
It's going to get
and
worse.
And you leave it to itself.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. There you go. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's going to fall apart. It can't take
care of itself.
I think
a garden is a better analogy. Because when you go to a garden, you have to weed that garden constantly.
Well, there's always weeds springing up, and of course, the
exactly.
weeds don't need anything to grow.
Yep.
They're just there.
Yep.
The same thing, we always see things springing forth, such as we see in our, you know, this administration and throughout America. We have to do something about those weeds and things that we see, only it's only going to choke out the good things that we're trying to plant in our nation. It was Thomas Jefferson who said, history in general only informs us what bad government is. If we're not going to learn from history, we're going to only be bound to repeat it if we don't do something about the problem that we see.
That's right.
And it's amazing what we see in America who let people get away with.
Yeah, well, we're not, right? Folks, you have Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're coming back. We're going to be talking about the cycle of tyrants and nations. I'm going to give you some examples to show you what happens to tyrants that actually.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Let me give you some examples, and then you can look to Hitler if you like. Less than 3% approved of Adolf Hitler. He got into power, killed off his opposition, created his own political enemies, played the people's savior, used the name of God, likening himself unto a Christian when, in fact, behind closed doors, he hated God because he was at war with him. Tore down the German Constitution. Just by the way, all of this is exactly what's happening in this country today. What happened at the very end? Well, it looked good for a minute, and then all of a sudden, judgment fell. And when judgment fell, what happened? The country was destroyed. Millions of Germans were destroyed. And what do? They return back to God again. Matter of fact, if you go over into Germany, 80 million people is the populace. It's interesting to note that they have laws now concerning Adolf Hitler. If they begin to see anything that resembles Adolf Hitler, I'll tell you what, it's already marked.
Not tolerated. Yeah, in Austria, if you even deny the Holocaust happened, they will throw you in jail.
Well, how couldn't you? But only in America, right?
All right.
Only in America does America tolerate the stupidity. Speaking of that, Eisenhower, during World War II, once he got his eyes fixated on the Holocaust, he wanted the masses of the military to see what took place concerning the Holocaust, to bring it back. And you know what he said? He wanted to make sure that people wouldn't deny that it happened.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting? So here we are. But let's go over to the little history here for you, friends, concerning Maxentine. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. History, law unto itself, right? As a matter of fact, I believe it was Sir Thomas More that said many times, it's those that mean to destroy others that are they themselves destroyed.
That's right.
Yeah. And let's go to the next one. Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage that he intended for Tamerlane. Ooh, he fell into the hole that he himself dug, right? Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Wow. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burned alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where, guess what, friends? He was burned alive.
Yeah.
The history of tyrants, friends, and nations. Speaking of the tyrants right now, Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Did you hear about this lately, friends? Hey, I hope we have some corrupt politicians listening, especially those in the NSA as well, the bureaucracy which spies on the American people unlawfully and illegally. I just want to—I want you to hear what I'm telling you, okay, you little minions, you little useful idiots. I want you to listen carefully. Here's your end, regardless of it being life or in death. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. You better know whose side you're on, friends. Marie Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her wedding, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession because she could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Wow. Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with, guess what, friends? Grass. Oh, you know, everybody's beating on the poor little Christians right now worldwide, right? Seeing videos all day long on Facebook and showing the, you know, the peace, the religion of peace, the Muslims, beating up on Christians, beheading them, beating them with rocks, stoning them, beating them with posts or pipes or wood, 2x4s, you know, and then they put under their coming to America soon. Poor Christians. I can't find that in Scripture,
yeah,
man. I just don't know that we're supposed to stand down in this, in the face of this tyranny and this demonic activity. But interestingly enough, you know, the conservatives are the one putting this information out there,
yeah,
as if to promulgate fear,
yeah,
or promote fear among the people. You know, coming to America soon.
Yeah, coming to a city near you.
Who would post something like that?
Yeah,
what a coward.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you should say that because I'm just looking up some of these quotes. And Thomas Jefferson said, "Timid men prefer the calm despotism of the... timidity of despotism to the tempestuous sea of liberty." And I think for people to say this is coming soon to a city near you, well, if you know that there is destruction taking place and there are these wicked people out there doing the things that they're doing, wouldn't you say, well, let's stop them before they get here? Let's do something about the problem while we see it
deal with the issues at hand. This is what they say. "I want to show you how cowardice I really am. And what I want to do is I want to put a post and I want to spread fear."
Yeah.
That's what I want to do, rather than faith and courage, right?
Right.
And bravery, which are the very spirit of the American people in the first place. I just listen, if you want to get oppressed or depressed, just go ahead and go on Facebook and go to the conservative blogs. As a matter of fact, if I see stuff like that, I'll post them back and I'll say, "Don't be posting stuff like this on my Facebook. You want to talk about defeatism? Go somewhere else. That's not what we're made out of in this country, friends."
That's right. It was Elmer Davis who said, "This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it." There's no room to be cowardice, especially in the face
of evil. He said more than that, though.
Yeah, that's the quote that I have right here. I can look more and see if there's more surrounding that quote.
I thought there was more to that than there is. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Let me finish this. Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Anippus' money and his territory were turned over to the Agrippa, while he and his wife were exiled, and Anippus died miserably. Didn't hear about that, did we?
No.
No. I mean, it's almost as if to say that the professed Christians and conservatives and patriots in America, they just don't realize that God is at work.
That's right.
Yeah, that, see, this is why men do what they do, because they believe that God doesn't see, when in fact, if you study history, you'll see that we're living out history, and we are living out the very spirit that God is, well, either blessing or cursing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in it, friends. We're on that wave, one way or another. Pontius Pilate, you know the guy that crucified him, you know the guy that was so innocent when he washed his hands because he was trying to show the people that he was innocent of the blood of Christ? He should have listened to his wife.
Yeah, he should have.
Who had a dream about Christ and said, have nothing to do with that just and holy man. But he ignored it, didn't he? And he pleased the people rather than obeying the truth. Well, what was Pontius Pilate? Well, after he handed Christ over to the Jews to be scourged and crucified, Pilate fell under the misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41. Then he was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. It's just like the, you know, when Judas sold Jesus over for 30 pieces of silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the son of perdition. He was the son of destruction. I bet you after the fact, he wished he hadn't.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, in some cases in Scripture, you can see that he was attempting to backtrack
right.
what he already did. But according to the things of the Lord, it was already too late. You already did it. The damage has been done. You're going to pay the price. How did he die? Well, the Bible says that he hung himself and his insides gushed out. Okay? God is not mocked. The Jews who had rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in AD 70, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000 people that were crucified on the walls in Jerusalem, besides those Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. Did you hear about that, friends? Nope. Didn't hear about that. Nope. You ever see how the prophets are vindicated? Nope. Never seen that neither. No, I know you don't. You know, see, because of the spirit of the world is to persecute the living ones and to praise the dead ones. I'll tell you what, the hypocrites love to praise the dead ones, but I'll tell you what, they're the first ones to persecute the living ones. Oh, firsthand, yep. I can tell you this. It's a fact. See, friends, speaking of government, the vain Senate of Rome back during the time of Christ, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected Christ, which you're seeing today in America. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. For as they preferred the emperor and his way and rejected Christ in his way, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years.
There's a lot of that going around. Men want to do things their way rather than God's way, and you're going to have to pay the price. You reap what you sow. When God tells you to do things a certain way and you decide to usurp your authority and try to go and do things your own way, bad things are bound to happen for you,
you know,
what you sow.
I just don't believe all that stuff. Like we say, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, friend?
And
it's
history is very obvious. And all
yes,
these things
is.
That you have been, I mean, you can say, listen, I don't believe in it all I want to, but how many, you know.
The devils believe and tremble.
Exactly.
The devils believe.
And
I mean, that shows you how stupid man will willfully be.
That's right. And with the law of sowing and reaping, you've given us several examples here from history. Those are facts. And as John Adams said, they're stubborn things. That's what happened to those who want to reap and sow bad things into the seed of their life.
Yes. I was just going to say, you know, that it's when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Again, friends, I don't understand. I'm stupid. I'm stupid, right? East Coast version. I don't understand how America sits around and tolerates this. I really honestly don't. By the way, we got one more segment coming up. If you'd like to be a part of the show, now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I found it. The Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free so long as it is the home of the brave. Elmer Davis. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie again. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Coming back up against the break here. One more second.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Okay. Okay. I got it. This is seconds to none. Listen to what the Prince of Preachers said. He said, "Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, all that God..." Charles Spurgeon said this about this verse. He said, "Hell is horrible, for think of this verse, this way for those who are lost. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the horrors which God hath prepared for them who hate him."
That's great. It's good, because it's such a good point. Listen, we can talk about what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. What about for those who reject him, who do not obey his commands? And you look at what happened, even just the end of some of these tyrants, and you look at their lives, and you're talking about Mussolini, and how his end came about to him. Well, that's just his end here on earth. After that, he has to stand before Almighty God, who is, you know, the ultimate judge, who is going to sentence him to his damnation in hell. So when you look and you say, well, listen, we can think, well, there's certain things that go on here on this earth. Well, yeah, well, what happens when you stand before God? Because you have to give an account of every idle word, every thought that you speak, everything that you do.
Yeah.
It's something that people don't tend to think about too much in their mind.
It puts it into scriptural light.
Yeah,
it
very much
so. For people
to
realize that, wait a second, this isn't a game.
Yeah. And people think, well, listen, I just want to, you know, just, you know, escape what's going on here on this earth. I mean, these things probably won't happen during my lifetime anyway. Yep. It'll probably be in the lifetime of my children or or their children's children. So
all the more reason to stand up and fight.
All, of course you would think all the more reason to stand up and fight, but it's amazing the mentality of people say, well, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. Yeah. Oh, do you not care for your children? But in a sense, they're kind of jumping out of the frying pan into the fire, because when they stand before God on Judgment Day, it's not going to get any better for them. It's going to get worse if they weren't obedient to God's commands and their hearts and lives weren't committed unto Jesus Christ. So there's so much to think about. But for those of you who have been listening and say, listen, I love what you guys are doing, especially over the past week and a half going through the My War documentary series and just the truth that I hear on a daily basis, I want to support you guys in what you're doing and know that we cannot do this without your support. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can make a one-time donation if you'd like to. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, as we talk about quite a bit here on the show, what that means is you give a consistent amount on a monthly basis to support what we do. That helps us get out and reach out. We were just actually over the past couple months out in Georgia and Arizona and California and out in Virginia. So we're traveling across this nation, getting this message out to the people, because we want to be with the people and not only give them, you know, okay, this is what's wrong, but here's the answers. We're not doom and gloomers. We're hope-filled people, because our hope is found in Christ. And we also want to equip you with the tools that you need to be able to make a change and a difference in your own community. If you check out the products that we have on the website, we've got the My War documentary series on DVD. You can also get it on CD if you spend a lot of time in the vehicle. There's a brand new book out on abortion. We've got t-shirts. Actually, price t-shirts are back in stock, and they're better than ever. So for those of you that say, listen, I need some things to be equipped with, we want to equip you. Just check out the website. Have some fun on there, because you're going to see if there's a lot you can do, even though you think, well, I might be one person. Listen, Jesus Christ was one person. Martin Luther King was one person. When you look at all these men and women in history, they stood, even though they might have been small in number, but they knew that God was with them and he wrought wonderful things on their behalf. So those of you who'd like to support, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And remember, you monthly sponsors, you sons and daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week every week by calling the 1-866-233-0747.
Now, some people might just say within themselves, you know, that seems like a little too hard. You know, I just don't necessarily agree with this. Again, you don't have to agree with it, but the facts are the facts, and facts are stubborn things. We also need to understand that God is not only a merciful God, but he's also a judge, and a good judge at that. And good judges enforce the law because they are merciful to society and to individuals at large. Now, let me give you an analogy really quick before the end of the show here, and this might make a little sense to put everything into perspective. A man in a London airport decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie. She looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous, flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. In an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, impudent, and presumptuous person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had in truth been very gracious.
Very much so.
And folks, when we realize that we are the ones that chose to commit the act of sin that put Jesus Christ on the cross, keep in mind that it was God the Father that sent the Son to die on the cross to redeem us back unto himself through the sacrifice of his Son. So let's put it into perspective. Is God harsh? Yes, he is. But it's good if you're on his side. Is God loving? Absolutely. He might be God to the world, but he's daddy to me. We cry, Abba, Father, by the Holy Ghost. And when we take a look at the price paid, the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the propitiation of the sins of the world, it makes things a little bit easier to understand that, wait a second, I gave nothing when, God, you gave everything.
That's right. You know, speaking about being a little harsh, but knowing the importance of what a little harshness can do sometimes, I want to give you another analogy about Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military generals who ever lived, conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army. One night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty, a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit it. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" Alexander the Great asked the soldier. "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question. "What is your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time, more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked at the young soldier straight in the eyes and said, "Soldier," with intensity, "either change your name or change your conduct." And we in America, we're known as Americans. These colors don't run. We're known as the land of the free, the home of the brave, those that fight to preserve our precious liberties. Is that what we're known for? Are we great, or are we timidly standing back and allowing all these things take place in our country that shouldn't be? We are Americans. Our founding forefathers gave us a legacy of people who stood up against tyranny, who stood up for what was right and for what was true. And it's up to us to make sure that we preserve that great name of America as the light of the world and do our duty because we love this country and because we see the sacrifice so many people have made so we could have our freedoms.
And I'm a Christian before I am an American, and the two go hand in glove.
Of course.
But aside is saying that, friends, when you see the price paid on your behalf, Scripture tells us we live unto Him who died for us. And what stems out of that? What's a growth? What overflows from our hearts when we receive the Spirit of God? Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, John 15:13. And that's exactly what we're doing, friends. And we can't do this individually. We can do this together. First and foremost, friends, we can do this together, and we can do this. I believe we have hope. I believe that we have a future and a hope. But I also believe that if we want to remain in the land of the free, in the home of the brave, we have to understand what our forefathers established. And they were the ones that told us, after establishing this country over 238 years ago, that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. It means constantly, all the time, painstakingly, diligently. You get the point. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsofliberty.radio.com, sonsofliberty.radio.com. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, two different websites. Again, we have about 140,000 people going back and forth. We love the interaction. You can follow us on Twitter as well, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And, folks, we just want to let you know, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in about 23 hours. You can hang on just for 23 more hours. We'll be back for 2 hours from 2 to 4. Oh, you know what? Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday. The 4th of July is Honey Friday this year.
I thought we were in Friday right now, friends. I am sorry.
Well, there's a different week because, you know, it's a holiday week.
Bad coffee.
That's right.
Bad coffee.
It's the coffee's fault.
Bad coffee.
It's not your fault.
All right. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Love you. Hey, have a good 4th of July weekend, and we know that you're going to be tuning in. Give us a call tomorrow, 1-866-233-0747. See ya.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.